This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Hiplin. Some Arkansas lawmakers have objected to not being more involved in the state's response to the pandemic. So, in a primetime address to the state last night, Governor Asa Hutchinson asked lawmakers to meet as a committee of the whole to support and affirm the current public emergency declaration. Since then, he spoke with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics about the gesture.
I think that gives the legislature an opportunity to show the people of Arkansas that we're on the same team and that we all see this as an emergency that we have to deal with. And so I think that was an important step in the speech as well.
Yeah, I was a little curious about the pulling the legislature into the decision-making, but that makes sense. When do you think you might ask the legislature to come together for that committee of the whole?
Well, see, that's important to know that, see, this is something that it's up to them. They can do it at any time that's convenient to them, so they can call a meeting of the committee of the whole, and they can do it virtual, they can do it in person, and just like they have the authority under the law that gave me emergency powers, it is subject to their meeting as a committee of the whole and changing it. Mm-hmm. And they've always had that authority. I'm just putting the call on them, and I'm saying it in a positive sense, that join me in declaring this an emergency and recognizing that. So they can really set the date. I've given them till December 30th to do it, which presumably would be fairly quickly because they don't want to wait till later on. But they can meet, and they either have to support me in continuing the emergency, or they have to go a different direction. Obviously, in this environment, I think that they will support the continuation of the emergency.
So have you spoken to some legislative leadership about that? And does any of it kind of play into legislative strategy for you? Is this pretty isolated on just being about supporting you on this emergency powers?
Well, I met with Senator Pro Tem-elect Hickey and Speaker of the House, and then I called the current Senate Pro Tem. So I just called the direct leadership, let them know. I actually read them the language that was going to be in the speech, so they would be aware of it. And they really understood, because this is what many of the legislators have been calling for day one. We should be a part of that decision-making. That's the authority that they believe they have. And so it's going to be a fight in January, or not a fight necessarily. It's going to be a debate in January. So I wanted to let them take a look at it now, and I think it will be helpful to set the stage now as we look into further discussions on this in January.
Okay. President-elect Biden has proposed a 100-day mask mandate. Says he's going to do that in his first 100 days in office. Do you think that will make a difference nationally?
Well, I mean, he only has authority at federal installations. And so, that's good leadership that he calls for that. 100 days, that's very likely that we'll need to continue to wear masks for that period of time. We need some strong messaging nationally about wearing a mask. It just can't be in terms of a federal mandate, which doesn't work. It's up to the states to do that and to manage that. And I think we're doing it. So I think in Arkansas, it will not, I think we've made the progress on the mask that it makes the most difference, but I think it allows us to have a more consistent national message.
That's Governor Asa Hutchinson speaking with Roby Brock of Talk Business and Politics. Meanwhile, the state reported a record 55 deaths today from COVID-19. There were 2,770 new cases of people testing positive for the virus, while the number of active cases topped 20,000 for the first time. This is KUAR.